Good morning. It's good to be with you all. You're beautiful. Wasn't that a good word? Wow, that touched me. You're beautiful. You reflect God.
Yep.
You're beautiful. I like the head shaking. I'm beautiful. Don't disqualify yourself. You are beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I've been doing kids for a few weeks. And then Bruce asked me last week, hey, you want to speak? And I was like, oh, okay. What am I going to speak on? So I asked God, what am I going to speak on? And he said, I want you to listen to the last messages. I said, okay. So I got up Monday and didn't listen to the messages. I said, God, what am I going to speak on? I want you to listen to the last messages. Okay, so it took me till Thursday. Sorry, God. But finally, I popped Lisa's message from last week. And popped in Bruce's message. Done with that one, and he said, I want you to listen to Steve's. Listen to Steve's. And I was like, all right, God, what did you want me to hear? What did you want me to see? Have you been listening to the messages? He told me being in love. So Lisa's message was belief comes through intimate heart knowledge of who he is. That's when belief comes, when you know who he is. When he shows you who he is. Unbelief comes when we take our eyes off of Jesus. When we lose our focus. That's what she spoke about last week. If you want more, go back and listen to it. It's on the website. Bruce said, this is a season of fruit. How many feel like it's a season of fruit for you? Wow. Do you feel like you're planting and bam, you're getting fruit? I feel like sometimes I can't keep up. I sow something and it's like, oh, I got a tree. I got a tree. And that's what he said the end times is going to be like. I feel the fruit. Bruce's main point to me was no matter what has happened to them, God can take any circumstance and turn it for the good and bring fruit from it. Now remember, being in love. And then Steve spoke on rest. The name of his message was rest in him. And he talked about it being reflecting on who God is. Being in love means you'll rest in him. You just rest. You reflect on the goodness of who he is, of being in love. Like with Lisa's message, belief comes through the intimate heart. Not, you're in love. You're being in love. And I was just kind of overwhelmed with what he spoke to me. Because being in love to me is probably my favorite thing. And it should be our only thing. I feel like you should stop everything you're doing until you're in love with him. Because being in love with him is where you're going to see fruit, is where you're going to believe. Is where you're just going to find rest. Being in love. There is such a sweet place in him that's so overcoming. It's so powerful. It's so good. It's so healing. It's where life flows. Do you experience that when we come together and worship together? Isn't there that, I mean, there's just a place in him that I feel that I just step into, and it's just so overwhelming. It's so, like the songs were, captivating. It's so fascinating. He's so beautiful. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with him. Can you say that with me? We're going to say, I'm in love with you, God. I'm in love with you, God. Whew. We're going to say, I'm in love with you, Jesus. I'm in love with you, Jesus. And I'm in love with you, Holy Spirit. I'm in love with you, Holy Spirit. I love Holy Spirit. Amazing, beautiful, wonderful. But there is a place in him where he ravages your heart, changes you. I love the song. When you get a glimpse of him, he changes you. He changes you into love. He's marvelous, and it comes with a joy that's unspeakable. Have you ever thought of that? Unspeakable joy? You just can't, there's no words, oh, for 10,000 words to describe how amazing God is. But this joy, that's this joy that's bubbling in you. It's unspeakable, and it's full of glory. That's why I'll giggle a ton. Because when somebody says something, my spirit is just so overwhelmed with who he is. And he's just, it's like he's tickling me. I don't know what it is, but I'm just so full of joy that I laugh. Like when Aubrey had said that, you look around, you'll see my beauty in each one here, in each, every person you see. I was like, whoa. Inside, I feel like the rivers, the well is springing up in me with joy. That's in him. That's what you can experience in him. Mark 12, 30 and 31 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Doesn't that sound like being in love? Every bit of you is in love with him. Every part, everything you do can be a part of him and being in love with him. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater than these. That's why I said it's the only thing. Don't pick up a ministry. Don't start dating. Don't start anything unless you're in love with him. Because that's where you're going to see the fruit of him coming through. If you're already involved in something, it's okay. You can start falling in love with him in your ministry, in your being a mom, in your being a dad, in your, whatever it is, in your work, you can fall in love with him. So, he showed me three areas, being, in, and love. And I want to start from the back, love. God is love, right? I love what Romans 5:8 says. But God shows his love for us because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's a show of love, isn't it? Christ dying for us to free us from the control of sin in our lives, to set us free from sin, that now we can walk free in him with the love that he's given us that we can give to others, right? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but they'll have eternal life. They won't perish. When you come to him, you won't perish, but you'll have eternal life. And eternal life is just not a ticket to heaven. It's not just a ticket to heaven. Eternal life in John 17, 3 says to know him. It's to know God and Jesus Christ. So now you've stepped into that. 1 John 4, 9 through 10. Mine might read a little different, but in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:16 says, we have come to know and have believed the love God has for us. We have come to know and believe. Sounds a lot like faith, doesn't it? The love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who remains in love, remain in love. Being in love, remain in love. Remains in God, and God remains in him. You guys, filled with this love, sometimes I like missionaries, when you hear their incredible stories of what they went through, and they are just so, like, it was nothing. Like the one reporter that just passed away, she was in prison, they were beating her, probably raping her, I can't remember the full story, but she was like, I've never known such freedom. How do you say those words? It's knowing this love, isn't it? It's knowing this love. Because being filled with this love, you can endure pain. You can fear. Because right, perfect love casts out all fear. You can freely forgive. Freely forgive. You, with this love, you will not hold an offense. You can't. It's so funny because now my joke is, because whenever I think of something somebody did or whatever, I'm like, oh, but I've never done that. You know, kind of joking with the Holy Spirit. Because it helps me to remember, you know what? People can make mistakes. And there's grace. Right? We can freely forgive. And it's awesome because I think I've come to a place where I can freely forgive, but I can bless them and see what God is doing in them and through them and ask God to give them fruit, more fruit than even in my own life. This love is unspeakable. It's unimaginable, the greatness of his love. It'll renew your strength and bless and help others, even like in ways that are so surprising to you. There's times that I'm like, oh, just that? Oh, okay, that was a blessing to you. Praise God. I didn't see that. But this love, Psalm 86:15 says, but you, my Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy. You are very patient and full of faithful love. Psalm 36:7 says, your faithful love is priceless. Humanity finds refuge in the shadow of your wings. In this love, you can find refuge. John 14:21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them loves me. I had a hard time with that one when I was reading it a while back. Because I thought, oh, I have to keep his commandments or I don't love him. No, when you're, you just keep his commandments. You just do. I mean, I can think, can you think of two people that you've known that were in love and they're like, oh, honey, you do it. Yeah. Oh, honey, we, oh, yeah. You know, sometimes it's a little sickening, but that's what your life is like, you know, because you're kind of thinking, oh, I wonder when they're going to get hit with reality, you know, but that's what your life is like with God. When you are in love with him, it doesn't matter. He just, whatever he says, you're like, okay, yes, let's do that. John 14, 21 further says, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. So you want to know more about God? Hang out in his love. He'll reveal himself to you. He wants to reveal himself. Now, that's love. God is love. So being in love. Now I want to talk about in. Okay? In, there is no separation. You're in. 1 John 4:16 says, we have come to know and believe the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love, in God, remains in, and God remains in him. You are in him. He is in you. You are in Christ. Christ is in you. You are in Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in you. He's all around you. He's everything. He's everywhere. He's in. I had great revelation with this one. I struggled a lot of my Christian life trying to get in. Even though you can read it, right? You can read it. You can say, oh, I'm in God. I'm, you know, Jesus. And you have, you know, the head knowledge of it, like what Lisa was talking, head, heart. But if you don't have the heart knowledge of being in, knowing that he never leaves you, he never forsakes you. I love what Deuteronomy 31:6 says. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Powerful, huh? He'll never leave you. Never, ever leave you. I like Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Have you ever had a time where you felt like he's not with you? Is he with you? Yes. Always with you. Always, always, always with you. That's one thing to remember, because you're not always going to feel him. Right? I love Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In John 15:4-5, this is what Bruce used. He talked about this a fruit or season of fruit. In John 15:4-5 says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Powerful, powerful in. You are in. You're in the in crowd. And it really was good for me because it gave me no more excuse. I have no more excuse to be afraid, because what does love do? Cast out fear. Because honestly, I would never get up in front of people and talk. In groups of people, I wouldn't talk. I'd always be the one that would be like, oh, I like what she said. I like what she said. But now, you know, when I stand up here, I'm like, all right, Holy Spirit, you're in me. Say what you want to say. And that's Christ lit. Because remember, we died. And now Christ lives in me. And it may change a little of how you look. Because I, like I said, I wouldn't have done this. But Christ in me lives through me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So we will bear fruit if we remain in him. Don't forget, when you're in the midst of a trial, when you're in the midst of terrible danger, or in the midst of death is, wow. But you know how faithful he is to comfort and love and heal? Men. You know, there is nothing that he can't heal. That he can't redeem. There's nothing. Remain in him. Remain in love. Because in him we live and move and have our being. Through this union with him, you're restored to God's image and you get to participate with his nature in both flesh and the spirit. That's why I love the encounter. Love the name, the encounter. Because you know what it means to me? That when I come here, I'm going to encounter him. Yeah. And then hopefully, by our praise and by our worship, others that visit come and encounter him. Yeah. And then when we all leave, we go and encounter them. You want to know vision, mission? There it is. You know, it amazes me how many pastors or teachers or preachers or ministers that come through here and we sit after a service and they're just like, I can't get over the presence of God here. And I'm like, whoa. You know, and then more, you know, other pastors will, the presence of God here is just incredible. And it's because we encounter him. We encounter him. That's what these walls know. Matter has memory. Remember Joshua took the rock and he said, let's be. He spoke and there was the rock. Matter, these walls know. That's a whole different thing. Oof. But through this union, guys, we're restored to his. We get to be like him. We get to, when you, what, and that's what he says. Like, I love, even when you behold him, you become like him. What you see, you become like. That's why we worship. That's what, he doesn't say you have to worship. He just knows that when you do, you will become like him. Remain in him. Being in love. So my last one is being. Being. Now God help me. This is where knowing who you are and whose you are will keep you in love. And being who God created and designed you to be. You were created for love. You were created for God to be in union with him. Now, I was asking God, what is being? What is it? He said, it's enjoying him. It's just enjoying him, loving his presence. You know, like when I got married to Bruce, we didn't have to work at being married. Or, you know, we got, let me say that again. We didn't work to become united. Our union was consummated and sealed on our wedding day. Okay, we got married. We didn't work at that. We just got married. And now we get to enjoy each other. Okay, we just get to enjoy each other. The doing part of that is religious to me. You know, I couldn't approach Bruce and say, you know, I did the dishes and I cleaned the house and I did the laundry and I did all that for the house, but I don't enjoy you. But I have worked for you. Therefore, I love you. Sounds really silly, doesn't it? But it's how we live. Or wait, it's how I have lived. This has been in my life. I'll do for you, God. 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 And whoops, who are you anyway? But I've done all this. So I love you. And you should love me. When he's like, what does it say? We prophesied in your name. We cast out demons. We healed the sick. We did all this. Like, I never knew you. Being, doing. No self-sacrifice or human effort can cause you to be in love. None of those things, if I the dish, it's not going to make me love Bruce more. It's going to be enjoying him. And it'd be nice to enjoy him in doing those things. No, I'm just kidding. He's laughing. But no self-sacrifice. Guys, we can slip into being religious way too easy. It was interesting because I was reading, this kind only comes out through prayer and fasting. And I thought, oh, I got to get doing more prayer and fasting. And Jesus was like, that's not what I was saying. And I said, but that's what you said. He said, that's not what I was saying. He said, see, you immediately want to take a formula and make it be, I can't go pray for somebody to be delivered because I didn't pray and fast this week. That's not what he's to me. This is what I felt like Holy Spirit was saying to me, is that you need to spend time with him. You've got to know him and his ways. Being in love with him. Because then you will know and you'll hear his voice louder and louder. You'll be like, because I remember first starting out trying to hear his voice. And I was like, oh, I don't think that was him. I did a lot of, you know, second guessing. But as I've hung out with him, I'm like, oh, I recognize your voice. I know that's you. Now, fasting. You can do fast. If God is telling you to do fast, it's great. But how many of you have ever woken up and you've picked up your Bible or you're reading or you're worshiping and you're praising the Lord and all of a sudden it is 12:30 in the afternoon? You just fasted. He just wants to be with you, to lavish his love on you, to romance your heart, to where you hear him and it brings change, not only to you, but to those that are around you. Because he will flow through you when you don't even know what he's doing. You'll be like, oh, that's awesome. Don't love God, don't worship God, don't serve God Now, don't just cut that out. Just because you're supposed to. Don't read the Bible just because you're supposed to. Don't serve. But keep in relationship with Him, in union with Him. And all these things are a byproduct of it. Because all of a sudden you'll be going along and you'll be like, read Revelation 3. Oh, okay. Or listen to the messages. Oh, okay. It's amazing. Now I'm not saying you have to pray the whole thing that you do, because He is just with you all the time and He can speak to you. If somebody calls for prayer, I can just, I'm like, all right, Holy Spirit, you're gonna say something to me, you know, through me to them to touch their lives. Okay? You can always, always count on and rely on Holy Spirit to do life. Don't force yourself into love. Just be satisfied in the reality that God loves you. And then you will see fruit produce through you. He loves you. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. I cannot say it enough. And you might be sitting there going, well, I don't feel His love. I don't know His love. I don't know how to even talk to Him. I don't even know what you're talking about. Because I don't feel any of it, do any of it, hear any of it. I want you to do one thing. Ask. Sit down. Just rest. Say, God, it says You love me. I want to feel Your love. I want to see Your love. I want to know Your love. Just ask. Now, listen. Next thing is listen. He may say something right away, but a lot of times He doesn't. He might send somebody on your path. It's ask, then I'm constantly looking. You know, when is God going to speak to me? How is He going to speak? Because He could use a kid. He could use the preacher. He could use a song. Right? He could just speak to you. He could use His word. But allow Him. Give Him time. And you'll be amazed. You'll start having your own love story. And that's why when you can say, you're beautiful, you think, oh my, you're so beautiful because of Your mercy. I didn't get what I deserved. You're beautiful. I pray to unbelievers. You know how powerful His mercy is? Mercy triumphs judgment. If there's an unbeliever that you know, somebody in your family that's not saved or going through something, speak life. Because they won't get what they should get. He's so beautiful. And I could go on and on. You talk about salvation. You talk about grace. You talk about righteousness. He's beautiful. All His ways, He's so beautiful. I say, God, I want to see You face to face. He says, because I was kind of thinking, how can I see Him face to face if He's a spirit? You know, I was like, God, I want to see You face to face. And He's like, well, what does a face tell you? When I look at your face, Marla, You see who they are. When you look into the face of God, you see who he is. You see mercy. You see peace. You see comfort. You see strength. You see joy. He's beautiful. You see healing. He's beautiful. Ask. Out of this being, there will, when you're in love, when you're, there will be fruit. Faith and love are inseparable. We can't just define faith as knowing. I loved what Lisa spoke on last week. Believed for Abraham, the pillars were belief. The head is knowledge. And then it allows you to walk in faith because it gives you action. That's faith. The knowing and the believing allows you to walk in faith. You can't, by faith, just go by the knowing. You can't just know something. Like, trying to think of a good example. Because you can read the word and you can know what it says. But until you know how God loves you in that, it won't really change you. Like, okay, and I've told this before, so I'm sorry, but it helps me illustrate it. I know you're supposed to think good of people, right? I know that. But one time I was sitting at the table and I was just like, oh, I thought of a person and I know I had a really bad thought. I said, this person is such a drab personality. I said that. I know, right? And I look, all of a sudden Jesus is sitting with me. And he's got this dreamy love face. He's just like, I know, I love her so much. And I experienced it. I just didn't know that, oh, you shouldn't think things like that. But all of a sudden, I looked and I was like, I know that look on his face. He's looked at me like that before with such love. But it melted my heart. And now I can't look at people the same, which is amazing. And that's why when Aubrey said what she said, it was even, that's why I think it just tickled me, because he changes you. All of a sudden you don't think the same things. You can't allow them. The negativity, you can't allow it. It's amazing. So it has to be, it can't just be head knowledge, it has to be heart. Is your faith producing love? Does it cause you to love God and man more? If not, maybe you're trying too hard. Maybe you're just trying too hard. That's why I said, just let go. Just don't do anything more until you're in love with him. Because then the fruit will be so wonderful, so easy. Just be. Just relax. Just trust God to show you his love. And he will shower his love upon you. You'll start having your stories. And I would suggest, write these stories down of how he loves you. Because you're going to come through a hard time where you're going to be like, God, where are you? I can't feel you. I can't see you. I can't hear you. And it'll be like, get out your book of remembrance. Remember, John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. We can love our neighbor as ourselves because he first loved us. And this love changes your life. And I kind of said this before, but true love makes our work or our doing seem like nothing. It's like a byproduct of the new life. When you know who lives on the inside of you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I was listening to this song, or actually this song came up this week. I was just kind of sitting there and worshiping God, and all of a sudden I started, does anybody know Misty Edwards' song, "I Will Waste My Life"? It's such a beautiful song, and I didn't even think I really knew the words, but she says, "I will waste my life. I'll be tested and tried with no regrets inside me, just to find I'm at his feet. Let me find I'm at your feet. I'll leave my father's house. I'll leave my mother. I'll leave all I've ever known, and I'll have no other, because I am in love with you." Now listen, there is no cost. I am in love with you, and there is no loss. I am in love with you. I want to cling to you, Jesus. Just let me cling to you, Jesus. There is no cost. It's a different way of thinking. There is no loss. Because you know what? When he says, he shows you a different, you're like, life, that's life. I gotta let that go. There's no loss. There's only life and more fruit. It's amazing. Isn't he amazing? He's so good. So I would like you all to stand. And I would love to pray this over you. If you can. It's Ephesians 3, and I'm going to start in 16. That the Father would grant you, according to the riches of his glory. Such richness in his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Hey, touch your stomach. Whew, be strengthened, inner man. Be strengthened by the Spirit in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Whew, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints. That's us. Whew. We're going to comprehend love together. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height? To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness, hand on your stomach, fullness, fullness of God. Whew. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations. Amen. Now, I would love you if you would love on some people in this place. Is there anyone that has a need? No needs. Is there anyone that needs a healing touch? Whew. Healing touch. So women, you need healing touch? Okay. No, well, you can stay where you're at, but I was going to say, you know what? I'm sorry I have you standing, but I'm going to talk to you about, I've been training the kids on how to pray for healing. So I've been needing some people to come and be healed by them. And there has been some healings, right, Leslie? Can you testify real quick? Yeah. And didn't we pray for a twitching? Yeah, the girls, I remember she came in and I was like, man, we got to get some more people in here. Steve, were you touched by them? Yes? Did you know, were there any physical, like noticing you could feel the difference? In his breathing. I know the girls prayed for Ephraim for his arm when he broke it, and he went to the doctor, and it was like the best break you could have. I mean, it was down, so it's not in the joint. He didn't need to have surgery. He didn't need to have it casted. He could just start working. And I was just like, that's like the best you could hope for. You know, he just needs to get it straightened. I know Aubrey was healed in her ear. There's healings happening with our kids. So I'm just saying, they need practice. So if you need healing, go to them. Ask them, hey, will you pray for me? Here, it's even the younger ones, the littlest ones pray. So, but I believe God wants to heal. And he's going to heal in this place. So if you have a need, let's love on each other. Find out if there's any needs or anything that needs to be prayed for. And let's love on each other. And let's see those healings happen. Okay? Bless you all.